Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Analysis with over 70 years combined experience. This is the Bob Ryan and Jeff Goodman podcast.
NBA, some college, a little bit of everything. You know
what can I say? It is that time. It is the Bob Ryan, Jeff Goodman, tangling along for the ride. Zoom and podcast, FanDuel, the exclusive wagering partner of the CLNS Media Networks. The NFL season is wrapping up, as we have seen. Still time to get out of the action with FanDuel, America's number one sports book. Right now, new customers get 150 in bonus points guaranteed when you place a $5 bet. That's 150 bucks in bonus bets, win or lose. Quickly off topic, Belichick's going to Dallas. I'm calling it here. Anyways, we move along. You know, a couple of games that were crazy. We talk about the new guns, Bob, in the NBA, and we're looking at Minnesota. And I have not been a believer in Minnesota the way I've been in OKC. I forgot what Jeff said about that. I think Jeff may be opposite of me on that. But anyways, they sent a message to the old men of the Clippers with win. And I thought that was very poignant.
Well, I was taken aback a little bit by your description of it, sending a message. The Clippers have been playing well, no question. We know that. And they are the old guys, no question. We know that. But the Minnesota's had the best record in the West, and I don't know. I don't know if any message do we have to be sending to the Clippers, really?
I mean, we've talked about the Clippers as up-and-comers. This is the way I see it. This is, and Jeff, chime in. Up-and-comers, they made the deal, right? They got three Hall of Famers, three stars, right? Are they going to make a run? We thought they might be legitimate now. I wasn't a believer in Minnesota sustaining. To me, a message was sent. Bob doesn't feel that way. What do you think?
Well, I think the biggest thing is the surprise that Minnesota's even here at this point, that we're talking about them at the top of the Western Conference, or one of the top of the Western Conference teams. When they got Rudy Gobert, and then they had Anthony Edwards, young, talented, I just didn't feel, honestly, it was going to work, period. Certainly not this quick. You know, I felt like Gobert, they gave up so much for him, can't score. With Towns, I just didn't know how it would fit. Not that Anthony Towns can't step out and shoot it. He can. He's more of a modern-day big than people probably thought. But, you know, and Edwards, I was like, all right, super talented. But, they were horrible in college in his 1 year at Georgia. Terrible. Like, awful. So I just didn't think the leadership was going to be there from this group.
Yeah.
Because it hadn't been in the past. So I didn't have any faith in it. Obviously, now they've proven in the regular season for half a year they could do it at a really high level this year. Can they sustain it in the playoffs? I'm not sold that they won't be if they get the wrong matchup, they won't be a one and done. Honestly, if they get the wrong matchup in the first round, I could see them losing in the first round.
I could see it too, and I could see that. But I think, you know, the leadership thing was solved, but addressed by Mike Conley. So that was a very important pickup for them. And in that regard, and Edwards benefited from his summer. He that was a big thing for him. And it validated himself and to himself somehow, you know what I mean? And
right.
They're intriguing. They're interesting. I agree with you. I do not project them in the finals. I do not project them winning, but they're now a viable contender. They're a legitimate contender, and they're a team that they have given their fans now something, which they've really never had a whole lot. They certainly had nothing since Garnett left that to cheer for ever.
Oh,
right?
No.
And but, I mean, but they were just there, and now they're not just there.
I just find it interesting where, you know, you have OKC, you have Minnesota, you know, making these runs against these old guys. I just think it's fascinating. I find it very compelling.
Well, they have, right. I mean, you have, right, the Lakers, the Warriors, the Clippers in one.
And the Suns.
The Suns are, you kind of in that group, but they're young. They're still young enough with Booker. Okay. So, like, I put the Suns in a little bit of a different group because I actually think the Suns, if they ever got it going, could get to the Western Conference Finals, could win the West if they ever got it going and stayed healthy. Then you got Oklahoma City and Minnesota in one group. And then, again, and maybe Sacramento is kind of in that group.
Yeah, I think they are. I've been bullish on them since –
Oh yeah. Well, Bob, let's segue to that. Sacramento, they lost in overtime to Milwaukee by one.
Well,
in the hitting the 140s, and you know Lillard hit the big three for the game winner. So, Bob, go ahead, your stage.
Well, I mean, that's a good, you know, nice matchup. You know how I feel about Sabonis, who's on a roll, boy.
Yeah.
He is really on a roll, and I just can't ever say enough about Sabonis, and. That interesting trade that was made, you know, Halliburton and Sabonis. Talk about both teams are happy, you know. Yeah. So that's nice. No, good. Yeah, Willard, hey, that was Lillard. You know, that's why they're paying him the big money. That's why I voted for him as number 75 in the all-time top 75. He was my he was my guy. He was number 75. But anyway, that was a big time shot. You know, I thought about with that shot and looking at it again today on the replay and all, I said, you know, we used to expect Larry to do things like that. You were never shocked. Larry had a number, had a bunch of game winners over his career. And when he did, you went, well, you know, it's okay. Thanks, Larry. Good day's work. Yeah. I mean, Lillard is he's a terrific player. That's fair. Milwaukee is going to be heard from as long as everybody's healthy. Oh, you know, the big proviso, but who don't we say that about? This is my big thing. One of my big crusades this year. It's a given if so-and-so is healthy.
Yeah,
if,
of course. Yeah.
We
of
all
course.
Know that.
Yeah,
that's
a given.
That's
course.
True. What team isn't that true? That there isn't somebody they got to have, right? They all have somebody they got to have.
No doubt. Yeah, I like Sacramento. I really do. I mean, I don't know if they're there yet, but, you know, to me, it's almost like I trust Sacramento because they were there a little bit more than Oklahoma City and Minnesota, no matter what the regular season record is going to be in the playoffs. Hmm. You know, you got Fox, Sabonis, who are in their prime. I mean, they're both in their prime. You know, Keegan Murray's a young, talented player. They got shooters all over the place. I mean, Harrison Barnes is a vet. You know, Herter can shoot it. Malik Monk can get it going. I kind of like them. Yeah. Again, I don't know if any of these teams can beat Denver if Denver's, and I know Bob just never said it, but if they're healthy. If Denver's healthy, I don't know if anybody can get past Denver when it matters. I feel like Denver is just going to turn it on when they need to.
Can you imagine if the Celtics and Denver met in the NBA Finals? Now, I'm not talking as a fanboy, but just from a pure basketball standpoint, how freaking awesome would that be?
Oh, it'd be wonderful. I mean,
from a fundamental basketball purist standpoint.
Yeah, no, it'd be great. It'd be absolutely great. And which brings me to, I don't understand why people aren't focusing on what is going on with Jokic. Over the last 9 games, that guy has shot 81% from the floor. And I don't care if they're all dunks and they're not. And you know they're not. And tips. But this is – the league is 78 years old. There's never been anything like this. We got to pay historical tribute. This should be leading the national news every night, for God's sake. He's shooting 81%. in the last nine games. Last night, amazing. Oh yeah, he was 12 for 13. I mean,
every night.
You can't say enough about this guy. And let's remember the game he shot 2 for 3. He had how many assists? 16?
Yeah, he had 16 assists in that game. 2 for 3, 16 assists. I love that line. I love it. You know, he must have gone in, or he must have been just thinking, I'm going to mess with these clowns. You know, because we know with Jokic, right? Jeff, do you know him at all?
No, I don't know
Bob,
him at all.
Bob, do you know
the only him thing at all? I know? Here's the only thing I know is, how about this with a little Boston connection? I was at a Nuggets game. I think it might have been his rookie year. It was either his rookie. I'm pretty sure it was his rookie year. And I'm sitting there on the road. I forget where I was. I was traveling. I caught a game before a college game. And I'm sitting talking. Ed Pinckney was an assistant with the Nuggets back
then. Oh, yeah. Yep.
And I'm sitting there talking to Pinckney, and he goes, he points to the guy because he was working with the bigs. He goes, watch that guy. And I'm like, I looked at the guy and I'm like, that guy? Yeah. He's like, that guy. Trust me. He's going to be a star in this league. And I'm like, come on, Eddie. What, are you serious? Because again, the look test, especially these days, but any day, you know, like you first see him, you're like, come on, man. Like this dude looks like he should be playing rugby or something.
Yeah.
No, it's all right.
He's messing with us, Bob, because I've read up on how he has not a disdain, but he just doesn't buy into the celebrity of the NBA. He wants to play his basketball game.
Oh yeah.
He wants to go home. So I wonder if he's sitting back and saying, you know, this, I don't care. I'm gonna shoot 3 times tonight. That's it. And I'm gonna have all these assists and we're gonna win that way. I wonder if that goes through his head.
I don't know. I think he wants to win the basketball game and is capable of helping them doing it in various ways for that. I don't know. But right, we don't. He's inscrutable in that regard. We do know that he's not. This isn't Joe Embiid who wants, you know, with social media every day and all that. No, it's just great to have a mix of people, personalities. I don't know. You know, he is inscrutable. We don't know. You may be right. I can't say no.
Oh, yeah. I'm speculating. Who knows?
I know. You know, who knows?
Like, well, I think he just may sit back and go, you know, like, there's just so many people that, if you think about, and I guess because I'm going to get on my soapbox for a minute. When it comes to genius, and he certainly is at that level in the NBA.
Yes.
I mean, he is, he is a genius basketball player. You know, they look at the rest of us and they go, you know, you fools. Why do you think this is such a big deal? It's just so easy for me. And I think that, or it's why are you making a big deal of us? You're all, you know, it's just, and I just think he has that attitude. I find it fascinating.
Yeah.
I mean, imagine if he averages a triple double as a legitimate five man like this. Like, he's not that far off. I don't think he's going to do it this year, but he could do it if he said to himself, hey, you know what? Instead of averaging 25 a game, I'm going to go down to 20, and I'm going to go 20, 11 and, you know, 12. I think he's averaging 12 boards and 10 assists. He could
totally do it.
Yes.
No. Well, I'm glad he's around. He's fun to have around.
Speaking of the triple double, Wembanyama had the second fastest triple-double in 21 minutes in NBA history. I did look it up. It's an obvious one. You know who had the fastest?
Magic.
Westbrook. Westbrook did it in 20 minutes.
Oh, I'm thinking about the age thing. Okay.
But I mean, Westbrook makes sense. I mean, he averaged it first. Yeah.
Oh, no. I was answering the wrong question. Okay, yeah.
But, I mean, you know, when you look at it, Jeff, the state of the NBA, it's in great hands, because here you have a young person, right? The future of the team, who's playing the game the right way. I know Bob doesn't like the three, and I get it, but like, you have these bigs that are coming in that are not just scoring. I mean, we talked about Jokic. I mean, he's dishing the ball. I mean, they're all playing the game the right way. It's very encouraging.
Yeah, the only thing with Wemby is obviously they got to get more talent around him for him. We're just not paying attention to him this year like I think people thought we would because his team stinks. His team stinks. And, right. you know, my big question is, like, how long does Pop hang around if they don't get better? If they don't make – which they will get better because of the draft next year, but you're not instantly getting better as Wemby showed, right? Like, you can be a franchise level talent, but you still need time and you need players around you. And, you know, he does not have enough around him, but man, he is fun to watch. Isn't he?
Need something.
Cause the word unicorn is thrown around too much, Bob. It's thrown around too much, but not with Wemby.
There's a guarantee one spectacular moment a night for sure. With him. Guarantee there's a pick and roll, whether he's throwing a dunk down from which he took off from the 100 feet away or whatever he does. He's a show. He's a show. And he's still so young. It's good. And meanwhile, you know, he wouldn't be rookie of the year right now. That still, you know, the guy in Oklahoma City would probably get more votes and should.
He should.
Oh, we got half a season left. We'll see.
True.
One thing we can safely say that Wembanyama was no myth, that's for sure, and he's going to be fantastic. He's only going to get better. He's only 20 years old. I mean, really, he's a shrewd kid. This whole backstory of wanting to be in the NBA from the age 12 or 13, learning English so he could function smoothly in America. I mean, who does that?
Right. Hey, I wonder who becomes, because obviously LeBron's been at a different level and kind of carried the NBA for so long. Is it just going to be shared now between a bunch of different guys when LeBron, when KD, when, you know, when some of these guys retire, which they're not Steph, like they're all probably 3-4 years away, I think, from retiring, all of them. Who... Is it a mixture of Luka and Jokic and Tatum and Anthony Edwards and Victor and, you know, I wonder if anybody emerges.
Well, that's a good question. And then I think it's very possible it will be that mixture. What I'm wondering is if an American is going to be part of it.
I think Tatum will be. I think Tatum's your best bet right now because he's on a really good team. As long as they kind of stick together here. And he's, you know, obviously you got to have a guy that's fun to watch too, to be able to sell at the highest level, like to kids, you know, like for us. Yeah. Like Tatum's going to be, you know, Anthony Edwards is exciting. Jason Tatum is exciting. You mentioned Jokic earlier and like, yes, he's exciting to a basketball fan, but not to everybody. Everybody doesn't appreciate Jokic like we do. And everybody, I think, loves watching, especially the younger generation, Anthony Edwards, because, again, he's high-flying. Tatum could shoot it from three and explode to the rim. And so I think Tatum and Edwards are probably your best bets right now. I'm trying to think if anybody else that we're forgetting about.
I know at one point in our mutual history here, we discussed Morant in those terms before.
Yes.
You know, before all the problems he's in.
Sure did.
His personal problems as well as his injury. And Trae Young is an electrifying player.
No, he won't be at that one. He'll never be at that one.
All right. Well, he's an electrifying player. I know.
I would say to me, I would trust Haliburton or Shai Gilgeous-Alexander.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Shai. Yeah.
Above Trae Young.
I agree with that. The issue now is, and we get to the off the court discussions is, it's brand, you know, it's branding. Yeah. So who wants it? Let's face it. If Jokic wanted it, I mean, this guy would be all over the place. He'd be bad.
You'd see him in commercials.
Oh, he'd be an international superstar. He'd be in movies. He'd be in commercials. Yeah. You know.
You could see him in like some of these, you know, action movies, couldn't you? Like he'd be perfect in some of these.
It'd be like, Shaq was showing up. What was Shaq? Shaq was showing up in movies everywhere, right? You know? Yeah. And then, The kid from Minnesota, Anthony Edwards, was in the Adam Sandler movie. You know, so Tatum is in commercials all over the place. So it really comes down to who wants the exposure.
Of course.
Who wants it? Well, you know, with the branding. You know, who does the best TikTok, Bob? Bob, are you on TikTok?
Not yet.
Yeah, we're all
going to hope.
We're all going to have to be soon. Anyways, okay. Now, let's
by the way, Gary, I will pay $100 to Bob Ryan if he gets on TikTok and does some dancing.
I got to tell you, dude, and I say this in all seriousness, I don't know. Bob, how old are you?
77, soon to be 78.
Okay. Bob Ryan and my mother-in-law are the two youngest 77-year-olds I know. Bob has not lacked for energy. He has not missed a step. I think he's the same obsessive NBA person he was when I first started reading him in 1969 or whatever the hell it was. If Bob Ryan danced on TikTok, he would explode. Dude, you would need a man. You would need an agent. I'm dead. I'm telling you, put Ryan on TikTok.
You need this, Bob.
You realize, you know, that I was the best tap dancing first baseman in the North Trenton Little League.
And, there you go.
Back in 1957 and 8, you know. So,
now, who can say that? Who can say?
Nobody else can say that. I say that in all immodesty, but very accurately.
I don't know if there's a lot of modesty there, Bob, but go ahead. Look, the guy's in the NBA Hall of Fame as a contributor. I understand. He's in the NBA Hall of Fame, and he could tap dance.
The NFL season is wrapping up, and there's still time to get in on the action with FanDuel, America's number one sports book. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets, guaranteed when you place a $5 bet. That's $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. Now, the app is so easy to use, and there are so many different ways to bet, like live same-game parlays. Find bets in the new Explore tab. Make a parlay in the Parlay Hub, the best way to find popular parlays, and more. So visit FanDuel.com/Boston and make your first bet a layup. FanDuel, official partner of the NFL. Must be 21 plus and present in select states. FanDuel is offering online sports wagering in Kansas under an agreement with Kansas Star Casino, LLC. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit fanduel.com/RG in Colorado, Iowa, Michigan, Kentucky, New Jersey, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Illinois, Tennessee, and Virginia. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP or text NEXTSTEP to 53342 in Arizona. 1-888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org/chat in Connecticut. 1-800-9-WITH-IT in Indiana. 1-800-522-4700 or visit ksgamblinghelp.com in Kansas. 1-877-770-STOP in Louisiana. Visit mdgamblinghelp.org in Maryland. Visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net in West Virginia. Or call 1-800-522-4700 in Wyoming. Hope is here. Visit gamblinghelplinema.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support in Massachusetts. Or call 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY in New York.
And he's also talking about, by the way, before we got on the show, how upset he was that I didn't tell him that the two best high school players in New England were facing off at I think it's still at AIC. I used to go every year to the Hall of Fame tip-off.
Well, let's go. Well, let's segue into that.
Yeah. Cooper Flagg for Maine, who's going to Duke next year. He's a senior at Montverde Academy right now. And he's A.J. Damanza, who's from Brockton, and went all the way to Prolific Prep in California, faced off against each other yesterday in kind of a shot. I mean, again, if you had ever, Bob, if I had ever told you that the two top players, the odds on number one picks in the draft, not this year, but for the next two would be from New England, from Maine and Brockton, Massachusetts, what would you have said?
I worry about getting you some psychiatric help. I mean, if you would have told me that, that something's going wrong with your faculties. Never, ever. I mean, I've been watching basketball here since in this region since 1964. And we've had a couple, we've had Patrick Ewing, we've had Ronnie Lee, and Ronnie Perry. Anyway, and many people, but no, nothing, never dejecting that parlay of not just one kid at that level, but two from here, from New England? No, no.
In successive drafts, they're going to be eligible. They both reclassified. So Cooper Flagg was supposed to do one more year of high school. He moved up. He's going to Duke next year. AJ's going to do one more year, likely a prolific prep in California. At some point, I got to get you to see both. I saw both of them a bunch this past summer, and they're both exciting to watch in different ways. Mm-hmm. Like Cooper is, they're both about the same height, probably 6'8"-ish. Mm-hmm. Cooper is an athletic, high IQ, skilled, not a great shooter. Neither one are great shooters, but Cooper is an elite defensive player too. So imagine 6'8", 6'9", can block shots at the highest level, elite passer, big, strong, knows how to play the game, shoots it well enough, can get to the basket whenever he wants, can play like point forward. So a lot of people like want to compare him to Larry Bird. He's not that because he doesn't shoot it like Larry. But he does have the vision, the passing. Again, not quite at Larry's level, but not that far off. Mm-hmm. And then you got AJ, who's super athletic, long, kind of in the, like Paul George look type mold, like that type of body. Mm-hmm. And a little bit of that type of game. When Paul George was healthy, or when he is healthy, he's got that type of game, a Tatum type of game. He's super exciting, explosive. Both are really good kids. So they're going to be fun to watch these next few years.
Nice. Good. Very good.
I do want to get to the Celtics with Ime taking on the Celtics, returning with Houston. And what I found interesting is he said, Jeff, and just to bring people up to speed if they don't recall, Ime was let go from the Celtics because he had a relationship, romantic relationship, with someone in the front office. So that's not allowed. But he said the Celtics knew. Like, they knew. So,
well, what he said was that he said some of the Celtics players who said they didn't know, who said they were surprised and caught off guard. He said, I told the players that needed to know, meaning I'm sure the elite players, Marcus Smart, Tatum, Jaylen Brown, all the key players on the team at that point. He told them they knew what was going on, maybe right. Not all the specifics leading up to when he was suspended.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's only a kick, a jump, a block, it's only a serve, it's only a tackle, a run, it's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
For what it's worth, I mean, that, I'm sure they didn't care personally about, they didn't realize the ramifications, perhaps,
right,
in terms of making judgment, passing judgment on the coach, in any way. I'm sure that wasn't the issue. I mean, for any of them, I'm sure they were very surprised when it the way it was adjudicated by the team. They didn't quite get this, but
As soon as it became a legal matter, when human resources gets involved, forget it, it's all over.
So yeah, that's the bottom line. I find it interesting though that that quote kind of that jumped out at me, because he's basically calling the kids the players liars, right?
Which I don't understand it.
Like, well, he's bitter. I mean, think about it, guys, for a minute. I mean, we're all human. I'm not saying it was correct, but it's got to be tough for this guy. You know, Ime, was doing something that, look, we all know we're all big boys, goes on everywhere, and probably didn't think it was a big deal. And members of the ownership team probably knew, and no one said anything about it until it became a legal matter. So he felt blindsided. He's looking at the team's success, and he said, this is because of me. You know, he's thinking like, I got these guys rolling. So he's got to be bitter.
Oh, guess what? He's right about that. You know, it's work. You know, he's landed pretty much on his feet. Yeah. Obviously, his reputation in the business has been enhanced by the success of this Rockets team. It was pretty dismal last year. And there's a couple personnel changes, of course, but nonetheless, his stature in the business, I think, has grown. And this is twice now.
I don't know about that. I mean, listen, here's what I'll say is, imagine if Ime, think about this. I mean, they were trending. He flipped that franchise. He flipped those guys, right? Like, from mediocre team to a contender pretty quick. So I'm sure he still has a bitter taste in his mouth, Bob, of like, not just that he felt like he got wronged and the punishment was too severe, but also, what if he's watching Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown right now.
Oh,
and I'm sure he's thinking to himself, hey,
no, all I'm saying is that I agree with that. I'm just saying that I think that if anyone doubted the guy can coach, he's going to have he's going to have an NBA coaching career.
Yes. But think about what he could have been. I mean, this is a guy that could have been, winning multiple championships here in Boston.
Yeah.
Revered. Now he's taking a team that in Houston, they're average. I think, again, everybody talks about, well, wipe the slate clean, move on. Well, it's got to be hard for Ime Udoka to move on every day, especially when he plays the Celtics.
Yeah.
It's tough. I mean, it's, look, what he did was, something had to be done. What he did was wrong, or the situation was not appropriate for the workplace. But I think he's bitter. And that's the only point that I wanted to make. So college. Guys, we got a few minutes left. Bob thinks that this thing is wide open.
I'm just saying, I'm going to ask Jeff's our resident expert here on this, but all I say is I've already seen or heard somebody who knows pretty of the game just said that ordinarily, we all know that usually when it's all said and done and you look back after we crowned the champion in April, that, you know what, only three or four teams could have won this thing, and they're one of them. And that this year, people were saying a dozen teams could win. Jeff, do you believe that?
I do. I mean, just look at this past week. Almost every team lost.
Yeah.
Except for North Carolina. They were like the only top 10, 12 team that didn't lose this past week. You know, I go through the top 25 every week, and I'm like, I don't even want to do it right now. It's impossible to figure out who deserves it. It's going to be Purdue or UConn by the time we air this. It'll already come out. And the poll's meaningless, we know. But, yeah, you can go through it and, Purdue, UConn, Arizona, Houston, Tennessee, Kansas, Kentucky, North Carolina, Marquette, Duke. I mean, there's 10 or 12. And I'll tell you what, I would not be surprised, Bob, when you go to the Final Four this year in Arizona, if you see something similar to what you did last year where you had San Diego State and FAU, two teams that you were just like, how the heck did they get here?
Yeah, well,
I think, again, usually you're going to get a team at the top at the end that wins six straight. It's going to be one of those 10 teams I just named. But the teams that can get to the Final Four and win four straight, the gap from 1 to 50, I would say that. From 1 to whoever you want to rank today as the 50th best team in the country, it might be Indiana, somebody like that. is as small as maybe it's ever been. And part of the reason is the extra COVID year, right? The extra COVID year, you got 25-year-olds right now playing. Indiana's point guard is a kid named Xavier Johnson. I think he's 25 years old in his sixth year of college. You just don't find that often. Now that's kind of the norm for a lot of teams. Number two, the portal, right? Like teams are forced to make quick decisions now in May on kids that they haven't recruited for two, three, you know, years and really get a chance to know. They got to make knee-jerk decisions on kids, and we don't know how they're going to fit with the program. And then you have the roster turnover is insane because of the portal. Then you add in NIL, which is really pay for play. And excuse me, you know, you've got that distraction for all these kids, and who can stay focused instead of looking at their phone for the next NIL deal that's coming in every day.
I got one more college observation to make that occurred to me that is the most famous college basketball player in 2024 is Caitlin Clark. Her name is, she's bigger than, as a brand, as you like to say.
Not even close.
Than any male player right now.
It's Caitlin Clark. I saw her a year and change ago, the beginning of last season in Portland. And oh my God, I was blown away. They played UConn. And mm-hmm. I was like the first words were Diana Taurasi for me out of my mouth.
Plus, like, isn't she making a million, I'm told?
Oh, yeah. She's making more money than probably any men's player this year. NIL. I feel bad. My daughter was supposed to drive from Indiana. Indiana played Iowa this past Saturday night mm-hmm. on Fox. She was supposed to drive from Bloomington to Iowa. And the snow was so bad.
What weather? Yeah, really.
Brutal. So luckily she didn't go. And luckily she didn't go because Indiana got absolutely blown out. And Indiana's like a top 10, 12 team. And Iowa, they throttled them. And Caitlin, here's what makes Caitlin, she's kind of like Steph Curry in a lot of ways for the women's game. She can shoot it from the logo. She's got elite vision, elite passer, which I think Steph is. I think Steph's got that in him. He doesn't always utilize it, but you can see it with him. Like, if he wanted to be a pure point guard, he could be a pure point guard. Caitlin Clark, same type of thing. And she's got a lot of shit to her game and to her personality. And, like Bob's right. Bob's right. I mean, she is the face of college basketball right now, men or women.
Bob, as we leave you, what's the sweater?
This is a Boston, BC, my name. This was a parting gift I got when I retired from the Globe full-time back in 2012. And I thought it's about time to show it off to the world.
It fits you well. It's very appropriate. And the name Retire and Bob Ryan is an oxymoron. Gentlemen, always a pleasure. FanDuel, the exclusive wagering partner of the CLNS Media Network. The NFL regular season is wrapped up. Got the playoffs going on. Time to get out on the action with FanDuel, America's number one sports book. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed when you place a $5 bet. That's $150 in bonus bets. Win or lose. Gentlemen, until next week.